But right now, it's time for the Chatham County Roundup, presented by Weaver Street Realty, specializing in local real estate since 1982. Every story is set somewhere. Theirs is right here. And we've got Aaron Hall right here in the studio to help us out with Chatham County Roundup today. How are you?
I'm doing well, Aaron. How are you?
Doing great. Enjoying the one beautiful day before the rain kicks in.
I didn't know about these 3 days of rain, and I'm supposed to be at an outdoor graduation at Jordan Matthews on Saturday. I'm going to take an umbrella.
Might be a good idea, yeah. I'm worried about UNC baseball because they're going to be playing outside all weekend long.
That's right.
They're going to have to fiddle with that schedule to get the games in,
I think. At the first graduation at Jordan Matthews at 10 o'clock in the morning, then we hightail it over to Carmichael for the Northwood High School graduation.
Wow.
And it's going to be filled with all the people for the baseball game.
So, yes.
Yeah, that's going to be quite interesting. So, you know what? Coming up this month, have you ever heard of Juneteenth?
I have, yes.
You have heard of Juneteenth. Well, today, my guest is one of the heads for the Juneteenth Chatham County Celebration. Won't you welcome to the Chatham County Roundup, Miss Del Turner.
Del.
Thank you.
How's it going?
Nice to be here.
Now, for those who don't know what Juneteenth is, give us a brief of what is Juneteenth and why do we celebrate this?
Okay, well, Juneteenth, the name of it was designated by African Americans who were enslaved in Texas. And it is actually June 19th, 1865, that they designated. However, that was 3 years after the Proclamation had been issued, and they were just hearing about it mm-hmm. on that day. So, of course, they were happy because finally they were free from bondage. So they designated the day Juneteenth, and it's usually become a traditional kind of African-American holiday, and it's usually celebrated with reunions and barbecues and so on and so forth. Very celebratory occasion. However, in Chatham County, we're trying to do it a little differently. Even though we realize that those people who gained their freedom on that day need to be commemorated with respect and with joy. We also know that there were some nuances around the Emancipation Proclamation that people need to be aware of.
Mm-hmm.
So when the Emancipation Proclamation was issued, the Southern states did not, you know, rush to go and tell their slaves because that was, you know, kicking their economic butt.
Mm-hmm.
So they took their time about telling them. And also, the Emancipation Proclamation only freed the slaves in 10 of the rebellious states.
I didn't know that until I read your article, yeah.
There were 15 slaveholding states, but only 11 succeeded, and only the persons enslaved in those states were freed. And that even excluded, there were 4 million slaves mm-hmm. in the South at that time, so it actually freed 3.5 million. The other 500,000 were in border states.
Mm-hmm.
But they had to wait for some legal act, either from the federal government or the state. So in 1865, in December of 1865, this was in June of 1865, Juneteenth was originated. And then in December, the 13th Amendment was passed.
Mm-hmm.
And that's,
which had its own issues.
Definitely it had issues. It had an exception clause mm-hmm. in there, except for punishment as a crime. So then probably the next month after that, in January of 1866, the state of Virginia issued a vagrancy law. And most of the southern states followed suit. And that allowed them to re-scoop those newly freed African Americans and put them in prison for being homeless and hire out their labor. So instead of being owned by individual masters, so to speak, they were owned now by the state.
Mm-hmm.
And big business, and that started the prison industrial complex that we still have today. And
one of the books that I read not that long ago was Slavery by Another Name by I think it was Douglas Blackman that won all the awards, and
exactly.
It was just such a fascinating and disturbing story.
Yes,
because this continued all the way into and through so much of the 20th century,
and it still continues today. It's still happening
yeah.
today. It's just, you know, it's reimagining different forms
mm-hmm.
of suppressing black people from voting, from holding occupations that they qualify for,
mm-hmm.
that they want to work in, miseducating children, and it continues.
Yeah, I'm working on a story now that I was telling about a young man named Jay Burton. in Los Angeles. He and I talked via social media, and I'm helping to tell his story. At age 17, he was arrested for a robbery. Mm-hmm. While he was in jail, they also charged him for a murder that there was no weapon, no DNA, or no blood, no anything. He's been in jail for 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so these are examples of some unfair punishment that happens. And now this man, I mean, I'm 3 years older than this man who went in there at age 17. And Dale has written a very beautiful article, and Aaron, I know you have a copy, and it's appropriately entitled Bittersweet Occasions for Americans of African Descent. And outside of it being so well written, you're able to tell this encapsulated history so well that it's a must read for anyone. I mean, it's not only is it well written, but you're able to get the sense of what was supposed to be for justice was never really a justice serving moment. Yeah. So when we talk about Juneteenth and we talk about the celebration, as Aaron has seen, and we keep having folks on regarding this statue in Chatham County, as a Chatham mm-hmm. County resident, and with this Juneteenth celebration coming up, I'd like to ask you, how do you feel about the statue coming up, going down, and what have you?
Well, I feel that it should come down because the people who want to keep it say that it's memoriam to soldiers, their soldiers, their loved ones, and that's fine and good. I mean, I have people in my family that died and served in the military, but they're in a private cemetery. And mm-hmm. when I want to go see them, I go see them. But I don't have to. I shouldn't have to pass by somebody else's memorial every day. The statue to me, the monument, the issue for me is the fact that it has such a dubious reputation, such a dubious history around it, that it shouldn't speak for the county. And the Supreme Court has said that statues that are on public property send a message, and I don't want that statue speaking for
me. And they're meant to send a message.
Exactly.
It's not an accidental message that it's sending.
This is definitely not an accidental mm-hmm. message. And a lot of people say, oh, it doesn't have anything to do with slavery. I'm sorry. The Civil War was fought about slavery, and this is a soldier that fought in that war. So how can you separate?
I read a book about statues and monuments by James Lowen from... I've been reading a lot of books, so everything that I come up with is something that I just read. And his argument, which is it really stuck with me, and it's absolutely correct, is that when you put a monument up, you're saying more about yourself and your time than you are about whatever it is that you're trying to commemorate. So we look at these statues that were put up in the early 1900s at precisely the time when Jim Crow is taking hold and white supremacist governments are reestablishing themselves.
There's a direct correlation between the erection of those statues mm-hmm. and lynchings.
That's what they're about.
Yes.
I mean, even at the time when it was said, oh, this is to commemorate what had happened in the Civil War, it wasn't about the Civil War. It was about what was happening at the time.
Exactly.
And to that point, for the Juneteenth celebration, it starts at
11 o'clock, but the doors are opening at 10:30.
And it goes until
6
o'clock. This is a long program.
And
what can we expect?
And the first 400,
get a artwork free on there as well.
That's beautiful.
A food coupon.
Where is it going to be?
At the Agriculture Center in Chatham County in Pittsburgh.
And what's going to be happening, and why should folks come? What can they expect? What will be some of the topics? Will there be workshops and all of that?
No workshops. We will have the Junkanoo Drummers are going to be there. Granddaddy Junebug, an excellent, renowned storyteller, will be there. We're going to have a kids' world and have activities for the kids. The health department is going to offer free screenings. We're going to have the Parks and Recreation Department do some fitness activities with people. I have three historians coming, and the first talk that we're going to have that morning, to me, is the most important talk, and it will ever be part of the Juneteenth program.
I'm going to make sure I'm there to catch that live stream for you, I promise.
That's Africa Before Slavery.
Ooh, nice title.
Because African Americans need to know who they are, who they were, and who they are. And I really believe that talk and then the subsequent talk of how the origins and trajectory of slavery in America, and I need to say slavery in America was unlike any in the world,
mm-hmm.
is the most brutal in the world. And it could, because it was generational. And then we're going to have some ladies from who are connected with the North Carolina Human Trafficking Coalition, but they're from the domestic assault. But they're going to talk about human trafficking in the historical context of slavery.
And it seems as though this concept of human trafficking has really picked up, but as we move forward as a society, it seems like these things should be ending. Why is human trafficking, for God's sake, why does that seem to be picking up more momentum? Say that five times.
That I would not know, but it's about money. You know, people who are doing it are making money.
Well,
and there's been a moral decline in this nation for
a
long time,
decline.
And so that's fueling some of it.
So when we come to the Ag Center on June 22nd, 10:45 a.m. to 6 p.m., where there's music, education, storytelling, food, health screening, exhibits, Kids World, who's the best person to be able to come here and enjoy this? Is there anyone?
Everybody.
That's right.
The young, the old. Everybody. There's something for everybody at Juneteenth.
Well, I hope to be there live stream on TajTalk.com, and definitely we appreciate you. For those of you who don't know, Dell is a fixture in Chatham County. She is everywhere. She lends her voice, her talents, and she lends her kindness and her, she's one of the smartest women I know. So she lends her very bright, wisdom-filled mind to everything that we have happening. So it's always a pleasure to talk to you. And I'm glad you're able to get here and talk with us, you know?
Well, thank you for having me.
And again, June 22nd, right, from 11 to 6 at the Agricultural Center in Pittsburgh.
Doors open 10:30.
Doors open 10:30. Get your seats
first
quick.
400 first guests receive a $5 food coupon.
Awesome. Very cool. And again, that's coming up on June 22nd, just a couple of weeks from now. Dell Turner, Aaron Hall, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
And that has been the Chatham County Roundup, made possible by Weaver Street Realty, specializing in local real estate since 1982. Every story is set somewhere. Theirs is right here. Find them online at weaverstreetrealty.com.